Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Is he still your favorite Giant?
Currently, right now, him and Adamas.
No. How come you like underachievers so much? And Kuminga, too?
Stop. Not under. I'm just rooting for the kid. 23, I ain't giving up on him. But, yeah, it looked like it sailed his course here. And my boy Silk Basie texted him.
What'd he have to say?
Oh, Guru, you tripping. I'm giving Mike D a C+, not a B+.
Yeah. And who is that, Relaford?
Reg B knows.
Yeah. Silk knows.
You met him.
Silk knows. I love Kuminga.
All right. During the morning roast today, Spadoni and Shasky had on Jeff Kent, who's been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Great
played
job.
6 years with the San Francisco Giants, and he was on with Shasky and Spadoni this morning, and they started out, this is going to be about 10 minutes, and then afterwards I'll give you the last keyword for the town jerseys. But the interview started off with Shasky and Spadoni asking him about the trade that brought him from the Mets to San Francisco and what happened after that. Take a listen.
Well, you know, Ned Colletti and Brian Sabian at the top, you know, put that deal together with all those great players. They were good dudes. You know, you talk about the fact that they were good players. Everybody on that was brought in were all good dudes, and we all gelled together. There were a lot of pieces that came together in that year that in hopes, you know, around Barry, in hopes that we would play well because the team, you know, was struggling to stay in San Francisco. So, you know, we got together with, I think, the best manager in the game in Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker was able to manage all those different personalities that came in early, manage mine, manage Barry, you know, two different spectrums. JT, Jose Vizcaino was the best middle infield partner that I ever had to. You know, we double play a combination threat that was monstrous. And we ended up playing well because of Dusty Baker. He was for me personally, Dusty was that guy that took my game to the next level. He just didn't accept who I was. He wanted more from me. He wanted more that pushed, you know, great success for me. He wanted more of my energy. He wanted more talent out of my offensive game. He wouldn't let up. He kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and I was able to respond.
You know, your swing felt so perfect for both ballparks, but I want to go to Candlestick originally. That kind of middle away approach that you have. I mean, you drove the ball so well. What was it about Candlestick where it clicked? Because everyone looks at home run numbers. You hit a ton of doubles in both ballparks, and I think it was your approach, similar to the way Buster swings the bat or used to swing the bat. That middle away approach, was Dusty a part of that? You know, kind of tweaking that swing?
Well, when I came to San Francisco, I was more of a dead pole hitter. You know, when I got to San Francisco, Candlestick, Dusty said, hey, stop hitting the ball to right field and drive it. He said, there's a jet stream out there at Candlestick in that right center gap. That's a place where you can drive the ball and hit the ball to the wall. So he wouldn't take no for an answer. He said, you want your batting average to increase? You got to go the other way, kid. You got to start driving the ball out there. Don't just hit it, drive it. So I got this mentality from him of just driving the ball and use that jet stream out there to right center. And it, you know, my batting average started to go from 250, 270, 280, 300, just kept creeping up as I evolved as a hitter. And, you know, I took advantage of it. And I was kind of a mechanical type ball player, too. You give me reasons why, or if I understand the reasoning behind things, it's more apt for me to do them rather than just accept it because I'm, you know, this big tough guy. I'm just going to battle through it. But, you know, I wanted to play the mechanics of the game. And that was one of them there at Candlestick, and just carried it over to the new ballpark that they built for us in the in downtown area.
Incoming member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Jeff Ken, joining us here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, NL MVP in 2000, five-time All-Star, four-time Silver Slugger Award winner. What's your favorite moment as a Giant, Jeff? Favorite moment or moments, if you have a couple of them?
Well, you know, people have been asking me that question over the last 24 hours about what my favorite moment was. Let me better explain it to people. I'm a half-empty guy. I'm always looking at the bad side of things. Always want to know what the problem is so I can fix it. And one thing that I could never fix was Game 7 World Series against the Angels. You know, I'm a Game 7 loser. And Game 5 in San Francisco had to have been one of the most favorite games that I've ever played in my entire life. We just kicked the crap out of the Angels in Game 5. The fans were awesome. We had to tell everybody goodbye because we had to go back to Anaheim and play the Angels for two games. And we're winning Game 6, and then we lose Game 6, and then we turn around and lose Game 7. And those three games, but more specifically Game 7, when you're taking your jersey off and you're going, I'm done, I just lost the last game. Those are the ones that burn your heart so bad you never forget. Now, yeah, they're great memories, but if you're telling me, you're asking me a question that's not specific to the positive side, what's my favorite memory? It's not a favorite, but it's my most memorable time is taking my jersey off after Game 7 losing. But if you go back just a couple days, Game 5 in San Francisco was freaking awesome.
What would you get, two-run homers in that game, if memory serves?
I don't know how many, but two home runs, yes, but I don't know how many ribbies came with it. But I remember just kicking the crap out of them, and I knew we had pushed them into the ground. And I don't know what the hell happened in the next two games, but we just didn't do it.
I know. Scott Spezio, don't even start me. It drives me nuts. The rally monkey. I mean, you know.
Damn monkey.
Garrett Anderson, Troy Gloss. Yeah. They were great, but you guys, so frustrating.
Tim Sano.
I know. You know, like, do you guys ever, like, amongst yourselves, you know, I don't know who you're texting or talking to on the team. Did you maybe want Kirk Reeder to go Game 7? I don't know. Like, LeVon was such a good playoff performer at that point. I don't know. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas that you talk about, the losses stick with you forever, you know? And is that something you ever considered?
They burn me, and you know, and you wonder if Dusty wouldn't have taken the ball from Russ Ortiz at the end. You know, that stupid little thing. You know, those things really didn't matter. But you play it over and over and over in your head, and it never ends. And when the Giants finally won their first, you know, well, for me, their first World Series with Posey, and then they won it again two more times, you're going, oh, why couldn't we do that?
Yeah, I know. I feel you on that. When was the last time you talked with Bonds? You know, you referenced him a couple of times in this one. I think you're one of the great 1-2 punches of all time. You guys were incredible. The way that you would make teams pay for, you know, walking him and putting him on. I just, RBIs are a huge thing. And I know you know this. You're old school. Driving runs in is how you win games. And I think we've kind of devalued it, and it's ridiculous to me. And you were the ultimate clutch RBI guy from that era. When was the last time you guys had a talk?
I don't even remember. It's been so long. Oh. It probably maybe we had we saw each other at a reunion years ago for our team, 2000 team. But I'm trying to think as I'm looking off in the sky. Man, it's been a long time. You know, Barry and I cross paths every now and then on phone call, not personally talking, but you know, through intermediaries. But you know, I see him every now and then on TV talking. I watched him coach for a couple of years in the big leagues, and you know, it's not for any reason. It's just he lives in California. I live in Texas, and if you'd asked me how many times I talked to some of my other teammates, probably just as much as I talked to Barry. So you know, it's not a Barry thing. It's just his life was stayed in California, and I left it and went back home.
Yeah, no, I get that. You know, it's I was warmed to see so many Giants fans remember the great times, and really, like, I mean, they were standing ovations. It was great to see. And look, you go to the Dodgers, everyone's going to lose their minds. You know this. And there was a lot of love, you know, no love lost. Let's just put it that way for a period of time. Has the reception, though, like, has the reception from Giants fans, has that warmed you a little? I mean, I know you said you're kind of a pessimist by nature, but I'm happy to see Giants fans give you your just due because we do still love you.
No, they always did, and I expected them to boo me. One of my favorite moments in Major League Baseball is I believe it was opening day where the Giants played the Dodgers, and I was in the opening day lineup for the Dodgers, and I got introduced out on the line, and they booed the piss out of me, and it was fun. I loved every minute of it because I knew all those people, if they were to come down on the field, they'd hug me. They'd probably rip my hat off and jersey off and then hug me, but I that's what I appreciated about the San Francisco fans is they knew who the enemy was, and they knew who their love was, and I had no problem with it. But all those people have been great. I haven't heard from many of them yet. I've stayed away from the media other than just talking and doing radio stuff in Orlando yesterday, but no, I imagine I have love for them. I know they got some love for me, but there may be a little bitterness there because I wore a couple other jerseys. But you know, I tried to stay. No big deal. You know, going back to LA too was a thing. No, that was where I grew up. I grew up as a high school kid down there. And what I was trying to do is I went down to L.A. and I was trying to end my career in front of my parents. And that's what I got to do. It just so happened to play. You know, I just so happened to play for 4 years down there.
That's really cool. I mean, you know, I lost my dad a couple years ago. So, you know, doing stuff for your parents means a lot. And you get a chance to see your kids. Did you, during like any of the recruiting process, cross paths with Tony Vitello with your son? I don't know, like the new Giants manager?
No, Tony, son of a Tony. The reason why I say that is because I'm sitting in the stands and my boy A&M lost to Tony King, Tennessee, in the College World Series.
Oh.
That's the only reason why I have a problem with Tony. But let me tell you about Tony. You know, I wanted my boy to play for Tony. Not at the beginning. You know, Caden wanted to go to A&M, didn't want to play for UT, didn't want to go to Texas. He wanted to play for A&M. He went and played for Schlossnagel at A&M, and then they ended up going to the World Series in Tennessee. You know, A&M won the first game, best of three series, won the first game in the College World Series in Omaha. And then Tennessee, Tony fired their team up, and he's such a firecracker. I was nervous, man, because I knew Tony would fire his players up, and he did. They beat A&M two games in a row. The boys lost. So I could tell my boy, you're a game seven loser too, brother. Tony did it. You know, I'm happy for Tony. I would have bet my house he wasn't going to go to San Francisco. So Posey pulled this one out of his hat, which is impressive to me. But I got a feeling Tony is smart enough to know that he needs to make some professional adjustments, deal with these professional attitudes because we got them. And it won't surprise me if he's able to do that and get the best out of his players. Tony's got a lot of fire. He loves the game. I saw him the other day in Orlando. I actually hugged the guy. That's how much I appreciated him and wished him luck. He may need a haircut rather than a hair clip. But other than that, he's a good dude. I like him, and I think he's going to do well if he makes those adjustments. Because college baseball, SEC baseball is crazy. Now, you take that, which he knows well, You take that to straight to the big leagues without any professional experience, it's a different animal, but it's still baseball, still got to coach the game. And I imagine he's smart enough. And this is what I appreciate about him. I imagine he's smart enough to make the adjustments.
All right. That was Jeff Kent on with Spadoni and Shasky. Good stuff. And it's amazing how different guys are when they're done playing.
Man.
And we can see a little lighter side of them.
I'll say this, though. You know, I haven't personally had the pleasure of meeting one Dusty Baker, but to hear Jeff Kent talk about the impact that Dusty Baker had on him and his life and his pro career, I mean, it just speaks to how special Dusty is.
Wow. And also, it sounds to me like what we found out today is Dusty Baker could develop players.
Man, I hate he took that gave that ball to Russ Ortiz, man.
What were the details of that? It's been 23 years.
He's making a pitching change, and okay. He gives him the ball like as a memento. We got this locked up.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That was a jinx.
What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
So the Giants won game 5 here, and then they went down and lost game 6 and then game 7.
It was over before it even started, game 7, for me, the fact that they blew 6. Like Buckner with the Red Sox. It was like, yeah, you guys can show up. This thing is over.
All right, coming up in 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the last keyword for your chance to win one of the town jerseys of Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. This will be the last keyword on our show, but then Dibs and Willard will do 4 more each hour of their show. So in 5 minutes, I'll give you the last word of our show to text into our number, and you can hopefully win the jersey, the town jerseys. And I really do like that color, Goo.
And they're wearing them, wore them on the road. Shocked me. I thought they were just a home thing. But yeah, I like them. I said I didn't when they first came out, but they're fire.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, a couple other pieces of news. 49ers. I thought I wrote it down. Evan had that injury stuff.
Bethune
not practicing. Juszczyk limited. See if I can do this off the top of my head.
Go.
I can't. Evan, do you remember? Thank you. Go ahead, Goo. You can talk. Just say anything.
All right, for practice today, Tatum Bethune ankle won't practice. Sam O ankle won't practice. Nick Martin concussion won't practice. And Juice ribs limited.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate that. 49ers, of course, play Tennessee on Sunday here at Levi Stadium. 49ers 9-4. 4 games left.
I think 11 for whoever gets the last spot. If the Niners don't jump up and grab the 1 or 2, 11's got to get, will be the seventh spot in the NFC. So that means the Niners just got to go 2-2.
And you figure they're going to win Sunday against Tennessee?
You want to be, I don't know who has the easier game. You tell me what
the
you
49ers
think.
The 49ers always have the easiest
the
game.
The Raiders, the Eagles 49ers. Against the Raiders, or the Niners against the Titans?
I would say the Niners game actually is tougher. Because at least Tennessee played Cleveland tough last
they
week.
They have a pulse. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I am coming around. I'm all, you asked me. I'm just letting it out. I'm going home to watch these Cup games, Spurs, Lakers.
No, you're not.
And Suns, OKC. Bastani, right now, today, and I know I'm the guy that told you Denver was going to be a dynasty when they won.
Right.
This thing is has the ingredients of getting out of hand. Like, the Bulls 6 might be in trouble. Like, no, with these
draft
picks.
Well, they
didn't
win 6 in a row.
I know. 2 three-peats, but I'm just telling you. And they would have won 8 had Jordan not left.
Would you like to make a bet?
No.
Okay. I think this is what Zucci's saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, you shoot from the hip and you just
give a damn about no Zucci.
Well, you just predicted 6 straight titles for the Thunder.
No, I didn't say 6 straight. I said when it's all said and done, they would have more than 6.
Okay. And I'm saying I don't think they will. And would you like to put a wager on it?
Not after you dogged me yesterday when I left.
So that means SGA would be better than Curry, right?
What are you on?
You don't even know what you're saying.
It would also be greater than Kobe.
Yep, Tim.
What might be better than LeBron. 6 rings for SGA?
Just say it.
LeBron got that Jerry West.
Steph was never this good at Shea. How old is Shea?
I think he's like 27.
Oh, my God. Steph wasn't at this level at that point.
Pat Spence a little older than I thought. Remember, I was like, gooey, he ain't 21.
He's in his prime. That's why he's playing.
That became clear.
They need players in their primes.
That is a bar. He is that, you know what.
All right, I'm over that, though.
Have you ever been called that by a coach?
No.
I was in the Mormon League.
I gotta tell you something.
Not in that way.
No, I gotta tell you something. We just didn't throw around the F-bomb like that. We just didn't do it.
Well, it was the M-bomb, but yeah.
The MF, but it's just, you know,
he lets you know how he felt.
Doesn't it sound good rolling off the tongue?
I was in the Mormon League, Stoney, and I was referred to, I was the ringer, so I played in all their sports, softball, hoop, and flag football. Shout out to Gary Alexander, Union City.
I have no idea what you're talking about now.
It's my life.
What's a Mormon League?
Sports league. I had the Mormon and go to the church on Sundays, and then
you went to the Church of Latter-day Saints.
That's the only way I could play in the league, so I would go. Shout out Kevin Danes, and I worked it for his daddy on Tidewater Associates in Hayward. They had bread, but I had to go to church, Evan, to play, and they referred to me as.
Did you learn anything at those services?
That I said I don't want to commit, and they tricked me and called me up in front of everybody.
You tricked them.
You
used their church to play pickup basketball, and you had no interest in the faith.
No,
you just wanted the ball.
I love all people, Stoney, so I went and just everybody's good.
You're not a man of God. That's true.
Stoney, I was there. They tried to get me to commit. And I was like, oh, my gosh. You've never been in that position.
Stand what position?
Up where you want to. They try to get you to be a part of the church. And I said, specified, I don't ever do this.
You don't even know what you're talking
about. And they did it, Evan.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I have my Stacey
Adams.
When
I was in high school, Father Connaughton Father Lawrence believed that I had a calling. I'm serious. They thought
I'm laughing already, but go ahead.
I'm dead serious. They thought I had a calling to the priesthood. That means they thought I might be a priest.
You were their Kaminga.
Think about that for a minute.
You were their Kaminga.
Yeah, I was an idea. I was the idea.
When did they give up on you?
Oh!
They gave up on me when I graduated high school and said, I'm going to college.
They traded you to the pagans?
I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody would disagree. I could have been a hell of a priest. I would have been, I would have been I would have been a great influence on the younger generation. I'm big on following rules and being productive members of society. It might have been a little bit of a tough love situation, but
I'm
an Old Testament guy, so I don't mind that. But the bottom line is, Father Steinmetz, I could have made a difference.
It doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh, man. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine my sermons? First of all, they'd be very quick. They'd be very short. If I were a priest, we'd have 19-minute masses.
Man.
Bless me, Father. That's confession. Name of the Father, Son, Holy. Last confession was a week or two
ago. How did that go away? Like when they told you or told your mom, hey, he's got some action.
I don't know. Maybe when I started to like girls, they were like, maybe he's not going to be a priest. I don't know.
I would give you a four.
Maybe they took into account my general overall demeanor and said he probably won't fit into that kind of lifestyle. I don't know. Yeah. Hey, last word. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. For the town jerseys, Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, text it to 20357. That's Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. You should know that by now. He's been here for 17 years. 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys right now. Once an hour, every hour, Willard and Dibs will have four more chances each hour to win those town jerseys. So that's good news. You're not going to want to go anywhere. We've got crossover next, and I'm looking forward to the crossover, but I'm not going to tell you why, but I am. I'm looking forward to it because I think somebody promised something, and we'll see if they can deliver or not. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
It's been a problem for a month.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.